going to switch things over to the hunting side of things. And as long as the FCC will allow me to broadcast, I am going to talk about this next subject, and that's tree stand safety. In 2004, I fell out of a tree stand and nearly lost my life. And it's something that is I'm passionate about. I want people to think about this as they get into the field this fall. So today we've got John Widener on the phone with us. John is the co-founder of Hunter Safety Systems. And John, I want you to talk a little bit today about your experience with tree stand accidents.
Sure. Well, I tell you, it's that time of year again. Everybody, when they get ready to start the season off, you know, there's a lot of things we need to be doing. I mean, everybody's interested in putting their stands up and getting ready for the season. Well, I remember, that's been about 18 years ago now, and I had climbed up in a tree, went out that morning early before daylight and got up in my tree stand, did not take my safety harness. I had it with me, but didn't take it because it was dark and I didn't have time to put it on. It was a tangled mess back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so I chose not to use it, which almost was fatal in my situation. So I climbed up and got in my tree stand. And I remember when I was climbing up, there was like this huge rock at the base of the tree I was on. And I thought to myself, well, that's a nice step to step up on, you know, as I climb. And I went ahead and climbed, and I got up in my tree stand. And that morning I was lucky. I killed a deer, and I turned around to get down. And when I did, my stand fell out from under me and went all the way to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at that point, I fell through my climber, but I was strong enough back then. I actually caught the climber with my left hand. I had my gun in my right hand. And I was sitting there hanging, and I looked down, and I thought to myself, I almost hit that rock down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to realize at that point, it really sent a shock wave through me, and I realized this. I just got through looking death right in the eye, because I know if I'd hit that rock, either I'm dead or I'm paralyzed, because I'm over 20 feet high and I'm hitting on a solid rock.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of scared me. I had to get down at that point. So I remember I put my gun up on my climber and kind of hung it up on there, and I bear hugged the tree and kind of scooted myself down. But let me tell you, that's not as easy as it sounds, because you're going to rip the skin off your arm. And I remember I got about 6 or 8 feet from the ground, and I couldn't hold on anymore. And I remember I had to push myself away from the tree and away from that rock, because I didn't want to hit on that rock.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hit in the leaves, I just rolled and laid there, and I started thanking the good Lord. I said, Lord, thank you for not letting me die right now.
And your brother was there that day, right?
My brother was there. He was hunting nearly a mile away from me, but he had his four-wheeler, and he was in a climber on the other side of the farm. And I'll never forget, I laid there for probably 15 minutes before I'd done anything. I was just thankful to be alive at that point. And, you know, anybody that ever goes through that experience, it shocks you to the point it starts to make you think. And it absolutely upset me to the point that I knew I had to do something differently. But anyway, I called my brother back then we had walkie-talkies. I called him on my little walkie-talkie and said, bring the four-wheeler and bring your stand with you. Did not tell him what I'd done.
Mm-hmm.
When he got there, he looked up in the stand and he saw my gun still hanging up there with my climber. And he looked at me and says, did you fall? I says, nearly. I said, I explained what happened. And he says, well, were you wearing your harness? First words out of his mouth. And you know, when he said that, it was like somebody slapped me in the face. I said, I know better than that.
Yeah.
I knew I should have been wearing a harness, but
yeah.
It was one of those frustrating things I didn't want to fool with that morning. And I told him, I said, no, I said, I wasn't. But I said, did you wear yours this morning? And he gave me the same answer. I says, we've got to do something different.
Right.
So at that point, we spent the rest of the day talking about how are we going to put a harness in our clothing, or how can we fix a harness? Because harnesses back then were just a tangled bunch of straps. That's all they were.
Mm-hmm.
We had to figure out a way to make them actually convenient where it's easy to put on. I can put it on in the dark. And see, that's a big problem back then, because you're putting your harness on before you go out in the morning and it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a bad situation. So we decided, well, we'll put it on and sleep in it tonight, and then when we get up in the morning, we'll have it on. Well, with all that going on, you know, we kept talking about, well, we put it in our coat, we'll put it in a vest, we'll put it in our coveralls. And we kept coming back to a vest. I says, you know, it's 80 degrees out here. I don't need a coat.
Right.
And I can't put a harness, you know, with my big heavy coat. I said, I wouldn't wear it anyway. So by the time I drove home. I had about a 4.5-hour drive to get back home. I'll never forget, when I left, I'm driving home, and the good Lord, God will talk to you, believe me. He'll put things in your mind that you need to be listening to. And by the time I got home, I could see that harness as clearly in my mind as if it was already made. I knew it was going to, you know, have a vest. It was going to have pockets. It was going to have a deer drag. It was going to be convenient to use. Everything on it was going to be quick snap, easy buckles, all that stuff. And I got home and I told my wife what had happened. And you know, she said, "You mean you guys are climbing trees without putting your harness?" I said, "Yes, we were, and that ain't going to happen no more."
Mm-hmm.
But after I got home, I began to talk to different ones about what had happened, and I told them, I said, I'm going to put this harness in a vest. And I got a hold of my sister-in-law. She could do some sewing, so she sat down with me, and it took her 2 weeks to sew a harness into a vest for me. And I put it on, and I was like a kid in a candy store. You know, I said, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. But the key to it is it became convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized right away, I says, with it being convenient, people will wear it. That's the only reason I wasn't wearing it that morning. It was not convenient for me to put it on.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I know when I fell, it was actually the same scenario. I got to my tree that morning, and I had just forgotten to put my harness on. And when I got there, it was actually the first time I ever climbed in a tree without a harness on.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got there, I'd say, you know, it was a mile back to the camp. And, you know, I was like, no reason to ruin a good hunt, you know, by having to go all the way back and come all the way back. And I'd been in that tree before. I felt comfortable. So, you know, I just went ahead and hunted that morning. And the biggest thing is that this time of year, it's exactly what you said earlier. People are in a hurry. They're excited. They're ready to get their tree stands up. They're ready to, you know, as we get into hunt season, they're ready to go hunt. And you forget from time to time, and it's just not worth it in this day and age. You know, going through what I went through and hearing other people's stories, is I'd gladly sit on the ground or go back to camp if I didn't have a harness. And there's really no reason to not be completely connected the moment you leave the ground until the moment you get back on the ground.
Exactly.
And, exactly. You know, one of the things that you were talking about, the evolution of the harnesses that you guys build, and really what you've done is you've turned what was a kind of a burden, you've turned it into a piece of equipment, a piece of gear that functions for many other things besides just being a harness. But the other thing that you guys make that I really like are your lifelines.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's been a big change, too, in tree stand safety, because most people that fall out of the tree, they fall when they're getting into or out of their tree stand.
Exactly.
And what most people do is they put their harness on, they climb up, and then they hook in to the tree, and then they unhook, and then they climb down. Well, they're not protected for the entire time that they're climbing up and down, and that's when they fall. So those lifelines really allow you to be connected 100% of the time. And not only that, I think they're easier and just more, they're more comfortable because you just get to the tree, you hook up, everything's good to go. You don't have to navigate any limbs
exactly.
That may be on the way up. You don't have to slide it up the tree or anything like that. And one thing you said, John, that really stuck with me is your wife said to you, "You mean you guys were climbing up trees without a harness on?" And that was the biggest part of falling for me, was seeing what it did to my family. And,
exactly.
You know, that's what I urge people to think about when it comes to tree stand safety, is don't think about your hunt. Don't think about anything other than those people that care about you, and because they're the ones that are really going to suffer if you fall or you have some kind of an accident. So I applaud you guys. Y'all have done a heck of a job with tree stand safety, and it's come a long way. Is there anything new for this year with Hunter Safety Systems?
Well, of course, you know, we're always trying to improve improve our harnesses. And you know, I look at the first harnesses we built in the first couple of years and compare them to what we're building today, and it's like, wow, have we modernized things? You know, our new harnesses today, it's got like charging ports in them. It's got bino straps for your binoculars. It's got cell phone pockets to keep your cell phone in. It's got rubber-coated buckles. It's got deer drags. It's got everything is so convenient. Pockets galore, zipper pockets on a lot of it. It just depends on the model that you buy. But, again, we've tried our best to make it so comfortable and so convenient that a person wants to wear a harness rather than go out there and not have a harness on. And you're exactly right about the Lifeline. The Lifeline was a perfect marriage for harnesses because the two go hand in hand. And I don't even hunt anymore without a Lifeline. If I go out and I get in a tree, there'll be a Lifeline in that tree.
You bet. I appreciate you being here today. If folks, y'all check out Hunter Safety Systems online and get yourself a harness for this season. Talking a little bit about tree stand safety and, you know, making sure that you don't share a tree stand fall like John and I both have had. Now we're going to be talking to Glenn Mayhew. You know, September is Tree Stand Safety Month, and Glenn is the president of the Tree Stand Safety Association Foundation. So, Glenn, welcome to the show, and tell us a little bit about the statistics of tree stand falls. Are we going in the right direction? Are we seeing less falls than we were?
First off, Joe and Alan, thanks for having me on today. We really appreciate it and trying to bring home the importance of tree stand safety awareness. And yes, let's start off with the good news. The good news is we are seeing that we're heading in the right direction. And looking at some of the national estimates of the falls that are requiring an emergency department visit, we've actually seen about a 28% decrease since 2010 from 2017. So we are headed in the right direction. I think we're doing a better job of getting the information out there, doing better awareness campaigns, better education, radio shows like Great Days Outdoors, getting the message out there. But we still have a long ways to go. We want to completely eliminate this if at all possible.
Yeah, it's completely preventable. In this day and age, the equipment is so advanced, there's really no excuse anymore. It's not a comfort thing. If you don't do it, in my opinion, you're being selfish because you're not thinking about the people that you're going to affect if you fall. Talk about, you know, we've really got three different types of tree stands. Majority are either climbing stands, fixed position stands, some people call them lock-ons, or ladder stands. Do you see an incidence of falls more with one type of stand than the other?
You know, it's interesting. I have that question. There's a lot of perceptions out there by our hunters that people only fall from fixed position stands. Mm-hmm. Well, the data doesn't show that. I've got the largest database of falls in the country, and really there's not a huge difference between them. Lock-ons account for about a third. Climbers account for almost a quarter. And the ladder stands account for about 21%. So they're all relatively close. So the important thing there to remember is anytime you're off the ground, you need to wear that harness and you stay connected.
Yeah. From the moment you leave the ground too. And that's one thing, you know, think about that if you're listening. 20% of stands are coming from ladder stands. I know many of my good friends are still climbing into ladder stands without any type of harness on. They wear their harness maybe in a climber and in a lock-on, but not in a ladder stand. And the reality of that is, you know, you've got squirrels that chew on straps. You've got stands that have sat out all year long, and they've, you know, UV takes a toll on those stands. So you never know when a strap is going to break. You never know when you're going to slip on the rung of a ladder. You never know if you're going to fall asleep, you know, sitting in a ladder stand. You don't know how the fall is going to happen. And the only way you can prevent it is to stay connected from the time you leave the ground until the time you get back on the ground. And that's where those lifelines really come in, because you can use those on a ladder stand as opposed to, you know, where if you were just using a harness, you would be disconnected while climbing that ladder. So, you know, it's a scary thing when it happens. Is there anything else in the world of tree stand safety that you think people are missing?
Well, one of the you've read some of my playbook there, I appreciate that.
Took the words out of you.
Absolutely. So always staying connected. We're finding a lot of people still don't know about the rope safety lines that have the prusik knot attached to them, such as one of them is called the lifeline that you referred to by Hunter Safety System. The safety line from Summit, Muddy makes their version, X-Stand makes a version. So there's plenty. Pick your company. They all make great products out there to help keep you safe, keep you attached from the ground up and back to the ground. So you never have to be unattached. Some of the other things, though, that I just wanted to mention, some new or relatively new things that are out there. You know, one of the things we see is a lot of people when they go out this time of year and they're putting their stands up, or maybe they're moving a stand. And number one, we always advocate taking your stands down after the season. Mm-hmm. But if you're putting a stand up, moving a stand, or taking it down, don't forget to put that harness on and stay attached then. And Hunter Safety System has a product called the hanger harness that I really love. It has big pockets on it. You can carry everything up with you right on your harness that you need. You're able to stay attached and have all your tools right there within hand's reach. Another thing that I really like that's come out from Summit Tree Stands is what they call their integrated suspension relief strap that's actually integrated into the harness itself. So if you were to have a fall and you couldn't self-recover, so it caught the harness did its job, it caught you, but you fell too far below the stand, couldn't self-recover, it's got the suspension relief strap actually built into the harness.
Well, Glenn, I appreciate you being here. I wish we could talk more. We could talk on this for a while. If you want to get more information, y'all check out the Tree Stand Safety Awareness Foundation online, and be safe this fall.